go ahead and call, is that what we're, for 2016-96. Hello, is this Richard?
Yes.
Hi, Mike Schofield. I'm here with the Board of Equalization.
Okay, very good. I'm going to put you on speaker,
I've got the other phone. Hello,
okay.
I'm on the other phone, so okay. It's okay. I can hear.
Okay. Did you receive the letter, handwritten letter I sent you?
Yes, we're looking at it right now.
Oh, very good. So, okay, well, I guess you've heard several times, we're just pretty sure our condo has been overtaxed for a number of years, and we just wanted to talk to you folks about it and see what you think. We have a few examples down there of condos in this same complex. Are you familiar where we're located? We're at Branson Landing. There are two buildings here that have condos in it on either side of the square, Town Square and the Fountains. And they're identical buildings. These examples that I've given down here are two of them in this building, or maybe they're all three of them are in this building, in the same building we're in. The unit in the other building that is identical to ours, it's the same, just the opposite hand floor plan is exactly like ours. It sold last year for $369,000, and that's 9402 in Branson Landing Boulevard. And we just can't understand why ours is why we've been paying such high taxes.
What did you pay for this?
When we purchased it pre-construction in 2004 and we moved in 2007, we paid $529,000 for it. But as of the last week when we talked to the realtor, he said we'd be lucky to get $375,000 for it.
Who did you talk to, can I ask?
Bill White and HCW.
He was out of town. We tried to get a hold of him to get this on paper to send to you, but he was out of town and he just called us to let us know that. Yep.
We're just, the examples I've given down there, some that have tax valuations, you know, quite a bit lower than ours, and they're, some of them are bigger than our unit. We have a three bedroom, and it shows on the plat of 2015 square feet, and ours is on the promenade side. When we originally bought these, they were pricing the ones on the water side and on the
Mr. Johnson,
yeah.
I'm going to make a motion that we move to assess your property at $375,000.
Well,
oh, that would
be good.
That would be good. And
yeah, we appreciate that.
I think that is a fair evaluation, and so that will help us.
We've got a motion.
Do you want to clarify and say appraise value?
Hang on just a second.
Okay.
Say appraise value, not assess value.
Yeah,
assessed value of that would make her like $3 million.
I'm going to clarify that. Appraised value at $375.
Second.
We have a motion.
For an
appraised value of $375,000. We have a second? Okay, we do have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. So it's set at $375,000.
Well, I appreciate you guys hearing me out, and Mr. Weir, and I ask you to speak up, because we're both in our mid-80s, and we're just, when we moved here, we thought this would be a convenient location, and while we've been here, the drugstore is closed, the barbershop, bank is closed, and the grocery store is closed, and right now we have to drive almost every place we go, so
it was getting too high for us when you're on a set income like this.
We paid this much for it. There's no way we can sell it now, so.
And you're not going to believe this. I asked them when we bought it, I said, now what will our taxes run here? And one of the salespersons spoke up and said, $1,000 a year. Can you imagine that?
So anyway, we appreciate everything you've done for us.
All righty. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Talking about IGA and R-Vest.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Drugstore. All right.
On that fixed income, though, it's giving $529,000. Pretty
it's
rough.
It's not much of a fixed. They just said it was fixed.
It's all relative.
It is all relative.
Okay, you call that next one
Beer Fest.
Thank you.
Beer Fest. that's what it's translated to in English, right?
There's not an F anywhere in there, Danny. Or a PH.
Dialed is not in service.
Let me try it again.
Come on, Mike.
I'm looking forward to seeing how you pronounce this. Is this a beer fest here? I was going to
say, sir. That's all I'm saying. Oh, man.
4836. Wondered how you do pronounce that.
Family Trust.
Yeah.
You have dialed is not in service.
B-U.
If you feel you've received.
B-U.
I'm dialing 9 and then 1, and then I'm dialing 951.
Never seen any.
269.
We're close to that.
296.
Not many players in our family, I don't think. We've seen some weird names.
296 instead of 2. All right. Let's try it again.
You got names that you can't even put on the back of your jersey.
Richard, by the way.
Two 296.
That one's got all valves.
0836.
Good afternoon.
Hello, I'm Mike Schofield. I'm here in Taney County with the Board of Equalization, looking at your property at the Penthouse Condominium, Unit 1011.
Right.
Yes. We're showing it's been assessed at $126,680.
No, that's what our original purchase price was. It was assessed at $84,000.
Okay.
No, that's what their appraisal
is.
All right.
It's assessed at the purchase.
Purchase at 126.
I got you. Okay.
That's That's what we've got to do. That's what it's on
for. It's appraised at $126,680.
Ma'am, how do you pronounce your last name?
Beesert.
Beesert. Okay.
It's a lot simpler than it sounds.
Yes.
I mean, it looks in the writing.
Mrs. Beesert, we've looked at quite a few of these, and at that same square footage, your current appraisal, not to be confused with what you bought it for in 2012, but your current appraisal that the county has it at is $126,680, and that is less than the amount that we have actually appraised others at in the same size unit of what you have. So the board did vote and denied your request to lower that.
Well, we sent an appraisal report that showed it as of 1/1/2015 at 84.
Right.
The purchase price was 126, and it has gone down significantly since then.
Well, we have lowered some others to 128 of the exact same size, so yours is actually lower than what the others are at 128, and that's what, and so we have been congruent across the board, but yours at 126 is lower than what the others have been. You will get a letter in the mail from the county clerk's office.
I understand you completely, but did you look at the summary appraisal?
We did, multiple times, yes. It's a generic appraisal. It's not specific.
No, I understand that, but ours is on the back side. It doesn't have a view. We paid $126 for it, and it has gone down, I think. Everything we've looked at shows that it has not maintained its the price that we paid for it. Now, some other people may have paid more for it before we bought ours, but it has not maintained the current price. What are you using to substantiate that it's still at $126?
Based upon the fact that some of the comparables used in the appraisal were a little bit dated, but bottom line is there are some for sale and some have sold around that price. That's what we're using.
Recently?
Correct.
We haven't gotten any news like that. We were looking and they send us newsletters and something and they don't say anything like that.
But you can appeal at the State Tax Commission, and you will be getting a letter in the mail in about two weeks, from the county clerk's office stating what we've decided here.
Okay, and then I can appeal at the State Tax Commission?
Correct. And that's at in Jefferson City, Missouri State Tax Commission.
They'll come to Taney County.
What did she say?
They will come to Taney County.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we'll hear from you, and then after we've heard from you, then we can go forward and appeal. Because we feel that it has, from everything we've looked at, it has gone down. There's not much selling. And the ones that they told us in the recent newsletter that have sold have been the studio units, and they were selling around 57 to 65.
Correct.
So I'm disappointed, needless to say, but I appreciate your taking the time. But I do feel that it is, I think that 126 is inflated value, and I wish we could sell it for 126, but it doesn't look that encouraging. So I think we have to take what you're going by now, and then once we've heard from you, then we can appeal to the State Tax Commission.
Yes.
Give it a try. Is there anything else that we need to provide to them that we didn't provide to you that might help our cause?
A more specific appraisal than just a general one, maybe.
Okay. So they thought the appraisals of all the 30 units at the one-bedroom level would be sufficient, but you expected individual appraisals. Is that what you're saying? Would that sway your decision?
The appraisal we received was a general appraisal.
Right. And that isn't good enough, apparently. Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear this, but I do appreciate your time.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They denied it.
They go all the way down.
down to 150.
Oh, no, that's...